Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you from D.C. on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to follow along on TV. Presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop, Johnny Cakes Auville, and Eric Bickle.
Yeah.
Phil Savage is going to join us. He's the GM of the Arizona Hotspots in the AAF.
Hot shots, not hot spots.
Definitely not hot spots.
It says hot spots here.
he's a Donkey Kong.
Sorry. EB was talking about his hot spot earlier.
Yeah, it's like they're not the mobile hot spots right. Out in Arizona.
Anytime we watch adult content here, we have to make sure we get it on our own hot spot.
Right. That's very true.
Yes. I like how you throw out we. Like we're right. All doing that. Yeah.
Guilty by association. Sorry.
Anyway, we'll talk to Phil Savage coming up at 9:20. But right now, we'll get into the entertainment page.
All right, boys.
It's a hefty entertainment page.
Apparently so.
You like the Joan.
You know, it's just funny. I feel bad. You know, I can't imagine it. Look, it's the greatest thing ever when you
don't feel that bad because it's the lead story.
Well, no.
It's probably the fourth time you've done it in the last 2 weeks.
It's the greatest thing ever when you have a baby. Right? We all parents.
Of course.
It's the greatest
yes.
thing ever. And I could never imagine. I'm not strong enough. I struggle with like a big poop. I can't even imagine being pregnant. And then, just what it does to your body, it's devastating.
Sure.
And this is Jessica's, I think, her third, and she clearly just doesn't care. She's gained 100 pounds, right? I don't blame her.
Eric Johnson's getting after it.
just eating whatever she wants. And, she's a superstar. She'll hire the best trainers in the world and do everything. She'll look amazing again, you know, whenever. But apparently—
How many kids?
I think this is her third. I think this is her third. I think she revealed on Instagram or somewhere, on Instagram, that she leaned back on her toilet seat and broke the toilet, basically.
Oh, no.
You know, she got a piece of the toilet in her hand there because, you know, it's a lot of weight.
And, of course, she had to tweet it out
she
or
leaned,
Instagram.
Hold on, she leaned
she
back,
put that out on herself.
But she leaned back on the cover, the top of it.
I guess. And it ripped off. Or I don't know. She's holding the cover of the toilet.
Right. That's a big toilet seat.
It is, isn't it?
She needs a big one.
I know. She definitely does.
You guys love to jump.
I'd say we have one toilet seat that always just kind of like moves
got
around.
Some
it's loose.
It's
you
a loose.
You got to tighten the screws up.
You got to tighten it up. We need a better one.
Because you're plopping down on it.
Yeah.
Hey, real quick. I know this has nothing to do with what's on your EP, but I had a chance to kind of fast forward all of the performances at the Grammys.
Okay.
And you were right about the Dolly Parton. That lasted 45 minutes.
I was like, why?
I think they did every single song she ever recorded.
Like, why?
All right. And
is she about to die or
how
something?
Long is that broadcast, by the way? Is it three or four hours?
I think it was 3.5 hours.
I don't know. I like the Grammys, and I like performances, but not these contrived supergroup last forever
True.
Ones.
True, and most of them I just fast forward through. But I don't get – look, I'm old. I'm almost 50.
Yes.
I don't get Cardi B.
Uh-huh.
I don't get – I know she's popular. Her songs are horrific.
They're just garbage.
Cardi B songs are terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I sound like a grandpa. I know how popular
she
is.
I'm pretty much in lockstep with you.
Valdez, her songs are terrible.
I like
how is she so popular?
I like it when she guest raps on a song. I do.
Oh.
When she spits a few bars.
I do. I think that's the perfect amount of Cardi B.
I don't. Right.
I think what she guessed. I think what she guessed.
Her
is
performance.
Better.
The perfect amount of Cardi B for me is this.
Zero. Yeah.
So many of these.
And then she's
just
doing
line these up left to right.
And then she's tonguing her husband Offset. Is that his name?
Yeah.
What's he do?
He's a rapper.
Amigos. Yesterday.
Told you.
I know, but I didn't get a chance to watch it, Ricky.
Yeah. And their whole thing is they had like a public breakup because she busted him, shocker, creeping.
Right.
And it's been a whole thing.
All right.
For the last, like, 3 months.
I think it's just horrible music. But, again, I'm an old guy.
You know her deal, right? She used to be, like, a stripper, I think. I think that was her deal.
She was a stripper.
I'm sorry, but that sounds terrible.
Look, we're boys on this.
I know, but Bickle likes it.
It's not necessarily that I like it.
I almost don't like Bickle because he likes it.
I actually like one Cardi B song. And
I'm not a huge Cardi B guy.
The one that's actually, I like it like that. I like that one.
Yeah.
Look,
yeah.
I'm not going to criticize other people for their musical tastes.
MC Light
Pummels
her. Sorry, MC Light Pummels
her. Tend to be better than those people.
Here's what you have to understand.
Yo-Yo Pummels
her. Here's what you have to understand.
Yo-Yo.
I'm in the car.
MC Light.
Yes.
I'm in the car with my daughter. Or if I'm in with any of my kids, I'm in the car with my daughter like 3 or 4 times a week.
Right.
For an hours at a time.
Oh, you hear it all.
Yeah. I listen. I'm up on all of the current hip-hop music.
I know.
So I just, it's like anything you listen to it. And
maybe you're just so
like
used
it.
To it and you listen to it, you're growing to like it.
Yes.
I could not grow to like that.
I couldn't either.
I couldn't do it.
Jason, what's better, Cardi or?
Catch Me Outside, how about that?
They're about the same.
I get a kick out of her.
I said this before. They call the current genre mumble rap. That's terrible.
It's Mahershala Ali throwing his hat in the ring. Yeah.
It's more about the production. It's about the production.
Beat. Sure.
Yeah, it's the beat and the sort of the way their voice sounds. No one knows what they're saying. Everyone's rapping about, you know, benzos and Xannies. And
Jason, here's the best part.
And then the entire crowd there at the Grammys, are giving her standing O.
There's good and bad.
They're shaking their heads like they couldn't believe how good she was. I'm going... Really?
In 2 or 3 years, Cardi B is going to be, you know, nobody's going to care about her, but somebody else will take her place that you won't care about.
That's
and you
true.
Won't understand.
It's generally true. But I remember when, you can say what you want, but I remember when Sharon Osbourne said the same thing about Justin Bieber, like he'll be gone in 6 weeks or whatever. That guy is still
He's
around.
Staying power, sure.
Yeah.
Some people have it.
Yeah.
Most don't.
Yeah.
I saw an EP story about him.
It's just my opinion.
Do you have that?
Your opinion is correct.
No, the next one I'm doing is Kevin Spacey.
It's so correct.
I know I'm going to get a million texts. Oh, you don't know good rap. Okay,
right.
Whatever.
You're not going to get a million texts.
I think Cardi B sucks.
I think it's a younger generation. So, and we don't have a lot of like 18-year-old kids listening. It's a younger generation that listens
to it. If you were 19-year-old Jason Bishop, you might think differently. But you're not.
God, I hope not.
Like, I'm going to play. Will you edit up what I want you to edit up and play it next segment?
Play what?
That song I like. I told you. But it's.
I can try.
I really don't want
to
hear it.
You don't have to focus on it, but it's an awesome song. I played it for you a couple of weeks ago, and you guys ridiculed it. But I don't care.
So you're going to play it again and think we're not going to ridicule it?
Oh, you don't have to pay attention
to it. No, he dislikes it.
I just want to hear it.
Okay.
I get tired of hearing the same songs. We've had the same complaint for years.
Jason said he couldn't wait for Valdez to play the Weezer intro that he played yesterday again.
Oh, what song?
At some point today.
What song do you always play? It's the worst Weezer song ever.
I'm not sure of it. It was playing.
I don't know.
This song's terrible.
Play the songs real quick. Play the intros. Just the intro. 5 seconds of them.
Can we delete one? Let's find the one you don't like and
tell
delete
you which one.
It.
I think it's Hash Pipe.
No, it's not Hash Pipe.
No. I love Hash Pipe. Play the other one. Terrible.
That one.
Delete that. Delete that song. What's that song called?
It's a tilt.
Holiday.
Oh, delete Holiday. I love that.
This Island in the Sun.
I love Island in
the Sun.
This
is silly.
I play this a lot.
Delete Holiday, please.
This almost sounds like Sugar Ray. Didn't it sound like Sugar Ray a little bit right at the beginning?
Maybe a tad.
You're tainted because you know it's Weezer, but it sounds like Sugar Ray.
Of course, I love that tune, the Africa cover. But Holiday is the worst. I can't believe they actually recorded Holiday and thought it was a good song.
Apparently, they did.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, so here's the...
That's
I hate that one.
I don't think this has any lyrics, by the way.
You don't play this, do you?
No, because there's no lyrics. And it's only a minute long. And sometimes you guys will just sit there and look at your phones for a minute. And then the song will run out. And then all of a sudden it'll be dead air. So that's why I never play these.
That's why we've been around for 22 years.
Yeah. Delete it.
Don't question the genius.
Get rid of it. All right. So here's a Kevin Spacey story. This is just humble. I mean, this guy's a scoundrel, right? So apparently, I think he's still doing this. So Kevin Spacey, this scandal with Spacey hit, what, about 2 years ago or so? And apparently he has a habit of going to college parties. And this is back from 2000.
How old is he? He's got to be He's 59.
He's 59.
Okay, 59. Yeah, late 50s.
Now, this the picture here is from 2015, so this is before the scandal hit.
Mm-hmm.
But they have him here at Cakes' old school at Towson.
What?
At a party.
It's Towson.
Oh, are they filming House of Cards there?
Because they're filming in the Baltimore area.
All right, that makes
sense.
So
he went to a Towson party, and he would kind of like wear a disguise, like a hat or a beanie and like glasses, kind of trying to disguise himself a little bit.
Right.
And trying to cruise and pick up, you know, dates in the college parties.
That is bizarre.
Yes. What a freaking weirdo.
He's hanging out at the Rat. Right next to the bookstore.
Hanging out at the Crease?
No, like house parties.
Is he hanging out at Charles Village Pub?
Is the Crease still there? No chance the Crease is still there.
It can't still be there. None of these bars' names we're mentioning could still be there.
Right, right. But that was the most, wasn't that the most popular one?
The Crease was popular.
But he's trying to live the same life of the video you were watching yesterday. Now, his is trying to get young dudes versus young chicks.
Well, but this is different. He's going to house parties.
He's trolling Towson parties.
Right, he's going to house parties.
Of York Road.
Yes.
Looking for dates.
Let me tell you something. I'll never forget it. It was like 3 years ago when Healy and I went to Sup Dogs. And it was just the middle. It wasn't any particular thing. And Brett was giving us the tour of all the bars. Brett is the king of Greenville. And we were going to all the bars.
Welcome to my town.
And it just, you know, it was like shocking to me how old we were compared to everybody else.
Two sore thumbs, you and Healy.
Oh, my God. And yet, Healy's a few years older than me. We were just asking people, by the way, who do you think looks older? I won every time.
He was actually doing that bit?
I did it.
That's you did it.
I did it because I was telling him.
The hat.
I was telling him that, look, I look old, but you look terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
They all said I look old.
Backfired like a mug.
Were you wearing a hat? See, he's got red hair.
I know.
He doesn't gray. It's a big tell.
I know. I guess it is. Guess it is. But I couldn't imagine being. And that was when I was 45.
Did you then fight for yourself? Well, he's fragile. He's like, his nickname's Banana Peel Healy. Right. He steps on anything, he's going to break his elbow.
But I couldn't believe, like, I'm at 45, and I felt ancient.
Sure. I would say at the bar, look, when we were going to bars in college, and that's a college town, you saw somebody who was 25 at the bar.
Right.
They're old.
Well, I remember the legendary guy. I know, but at 45, I honestly didn't feel as old as I do now at 49. At 49, I feel 80.
So these last 4 years have really accelerated.
The 40s have destroyed me.
40s
sucks. There's not much left in terms of ego.
What are the 50s going to do to you? The 40s have done
my, this. My ego.
50s, you might as well be done. You might as well be in the grave.
My sense of self-worth. The 40s.
The only good thing about the 40s is you made some money.
I did, but they've destroyed me. I've spent some money, too.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. There's more stressors. I actually saw a story today that they say that the happiest times of your life, 16 and 70.
70?
Because, like, 70, you're retired.
You're chilling.
Yeah, but then you're worried about your health.
You can travel a lot.
Then you got health issues.
Yeah, but 70 might be that spot, like, right before the health really gets hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you're not great, but, like, you're not in the 80s and the 90s yet.
In 16, your pre-bills, your testosterone is at your all-time high.
You think
high.
You're invincible.
Right.
You're bulletproof.
No. I've never been more stressed out in my life than I am today.
Today. Today's the pinnacle?
What do you got going on today?
I just got a lot of stuff, man. It's just life is just stressful, and I can't imagine how I'm going to feel when I'm 59, like Kevin Spacey.
Maybe you'll be going to house parties.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, you'll be traveling the Baltimore Beltway, going to Towson.
You have some new broskies.
Your stressful life, you spent an hour yesterday reviewing porno films after the show.
Let me tell you something. That was to get, I needed a little
that's
relief.
That's a de-stressor.
I needed something to de-stress.
That relieves the pressure.
Trust me.
He usually needs more time, by the way. It was their time crunch.
Yeah, an hour doesn't necessarily always do it. You got to work into it.
Tell me more about the Red Room.
All right, coming up next, Phil Savage is going to join us. He's the GM of the Arizona Hot Shots.
You, yes. bum rush the rest of his EP.
Yeah, he always
does. He's booked for 920.
You just bum rush.
He's talking about being 49 and hurt yeah. half the time.
That's true.
He's got control of the EP, and he goes off in his tangent.
Well, the stories weren't
about
that
being depressed.
But no one cares about that's space.
On the Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Also watch us on NBC Sports Washington. On Monday, we spent some time talking about the great ratings for the American Alliance of Football. And joining us right now is the GM of one of those teams, the Arizona Hotshots, former exec for the Ravens and Browns, involved with the Senior Bowl. It's the great Phil Savage. Hey, Phil.
Good morning, guys. Hope you're doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations to you. Got to be thrilled, right, to be a big part of this.
Well, it was definitely a successful weekend, I think, for the entire league. We wrapped it up on Sunday night with a win for the Arizona Hotshots. So it was a win-win for us because it seemed like the league was well-received by the general public. I was surprised, honestly, how much it was embraced and how much attention it got. But I think when you have television partners like CBS and the NFL Network and TNT, it really validated the league and people tuned in. So it was really exciting. I think the leadership of the league is certainly very pleased with the way everything got started.
Phil, were you happy with the quality of play in week one? Because it sounds like you guys did not have a ton of time as far as like training camps and preseason games to get ramped up for the opening weekend.
I would say so. I would say, honestly, from the moment we got together for the first time in December with, at that time, it was 85 potential players. We ultimately signed over 100 players to end up with 52. We were in training camp down in San Antonio for about 3.5 weeks. But honestly, I think, at least for me, everything has been better. It's been elevated. More so than I anticipated. I think the overall talent base has been better than I thought it would be. And I think our team, at least with the Hotshots, has probably come together faster than I anticipated. That's the thing. The one thing that I would say that has been the most surprising is the fact that, you know, we feel like we have a really cohesive team. There's a lot of camaraderie. The guys like each other. There's been communication. Our head coach, Rick Neuheisel, has played a huge part in all of that. But, you know, we feel like that, you know, we've got meeting rooms. We've got classroom sessions, video. I mean, we've got everything a normal NFL team or major college team would have. And I think it's definitely helped us in our preparation. So, you know, I think we were pleased, certainly, at least with the first week.
So talk about that, the choosing of Rick Neuheisel as your coach, former UCLA coach, was doing some stuff on XM for college football. What was your relationship with them? How did you establish that relationship? And then how do you ultimately decide he's the guy to be the head coach for us?
Well, I don't know that he chose me or I chose him. It all kind of just came together through this story. So I was running the Senior Bowl a year ago in January. Rick was there covering the event for SiriusXM. And Bill Polian was there as well, who's one of the co-founders of the league. And Bill had independent conversations with both Rick and I about joining this new league that he was going to be a part of. He didn't even have a name for it at that point. And literally, I would say probably 2.5-3 weeks after that, I actually reached out to Rick. And I'm not kidding you guys. It was almost simultaneous. He was trying to text me because we worked together at UCLA in 1990. He played for a coach named Homer Smith. I worked for Coach Smith at both Alabama and UCLA, so we had similar backgrounds. We'd stayed in touch through the years. And so I say, hey, I only want to do this if you'll be the coach. And he's saying, I only want to do this if you'll be the GM. So it worked out, and here we are partnered up with the Hot Shots, and it's been you know, really an enjoyable ride so far, because he's, you know, he's a very smart individual, but he operates with common sense, and we've had fun putting this together so far.
Let me ask you this, Phil, just kind of like from a skeptic's point of view, and I watched on Sunday after all the positive press on Saturday, and I was pleasantly surprised. I enjoyed the football of it. It's difficult, though, and I think you'll understand this. I recognize the coaches, but most of the players I obviously don't know. And so I want to know the players. Why not go, and I think I know the answer to this, because you guys have now partnered with the NFL, you know, if you're on the NFL Network, but why not go after RG3, Kaepernick, Johnny Manziel? I want some star power to juice a little bit. Why wouldn't you go that route too?
Yeah, I don't know the details of the negotiations or conversations, I should say, that took place
right.
with those players. But, you know, there's a $70,000 contract for every single player in the alliance.
You can't go over it. There's no exception.
There really are no exceptions. And so I think when you're a former first round pick or someone who's made a lot of money in the NFL, you know, it's probably difficult to say, well, I'm going to go do this for 70 grand.
Of course.
I think the other thing is too, is that, you know, we're not trying to compete against the NFL. It's a complimentary league. It's an addendum to what is going on in the NFL. And, you know, not every player needs the alliance. Some do, some don't. The thing that has been so impressive to me is that there's no entitlement in this league for any of the coaches, players, scouts, general managers. Look, every single one of us, for the most part, has been fired, released, cut, traded, not renewed, told you're not good enough. And so there's a real hunger, and there's a degree of humbleness in the league as well, because everybody that's here has chosen to be here for the most part. And then, of course, we chose them for our final roster. But everybody that tried out for all these teams did it because they wanted to. They weren't forced to do it because of a contract or because they were drafted, so to speak. And so I think that there's a degree of humanization to this league that I think the fans really related to, because they can relate to the guy that's been fired two or three or four times.
So what happens if one of your players, let's say John Wolford, who's your quarterback, who was a very good quarterback in college, I watched him a lot because of Cam Serenay, who was a tight end there, went to the same high school as my daughters. So I watched Wolford a lot. And what if an NFL team really likes the way he's playing and says, you know what, John, we want to sign you. Can he just leave your team? How does that work?
No. So what happens is, from the moment we started signing players back in August all the way up until training camp started on January the 4th, the gate was open. In other words, any player we signed had the freedom to go pursue the NFL. They could go. We had a number of guys go join practice squads or join the bottom end of an NFL roster only to be subsequently released later, and then they reverted right back to us. But that gate closes at training camp, and it does not open again until the conclusion of our season.
Gotcha.
The regular season is April 14th. The championship's April 27th. So the gate is closed for any of these guys to go pursue the NFL right now. But as soon as our season is over, the gate opens again. And that's the beauty of the timeline of the alliance, is the fact that someone, let's just use John as an example, really after May 1st, he's open to go to any NFL team. He will not have missed any of the installation or off-season program. He would be there for the May mini camps, the June mini camps, and then on to training camp. So, you know, I think one of the forks in the road for a team like the Redskins or the Ravens is that on draft weekend, they're going to have to decide, do we want to take the college free agent from Maryland, or do we want to take the guy that came out of Maryland a year or two ago that went and played in the alliance, and we actually have current tape against an elevated level of competition? Are we better off signing that player? And so I think there'll be a natural evolution once this gets going, where you'll see a lot of college free agents ultimately end up in the Alliance. And the guys that were in the Alliance, after they've proven themselves a bit more, they're the ones that will go in to the NFL.
Talking to Phil Savage, the GM of the Arizona Hotshots in the AAF, used to be an exec with the Ravens and Browns, involved with the Senior Bowl as well. But if you look back at your career, you started out coaching in your young days with the Cleveland Browns under Bill Belichick, and Nick Saban was on the staff. I mean, that's a pretty amazing staff there. Did you see how special they were back in those days in the early 90s?
Well, I tell you, I would say this. You know, we only had one winning season in 5 years there in Cleveland in the early 90s, but you knew that there were three things that really separated Bill and Nick from most anyone else. First of all, their football intellect. They operated at a different level than pretty much everybody in that building, from just a pure football understanding. Secondly, their work ethic was off the chart. Absolutely on 24 hours a day. And then the third thing is that you realize that there was a willingness to adjust and adapt to whatever's happening. You look at Bill's career 20 years ago, they were I formation running team with Tom Brady, young quarterback. Now they spread out. They throw it all over the field. They rely on a 42-year-old to spread the football around. Nick Saban at Alabama won a national title running the football and playing stout defense. In the last 2 years, really the last 3 years, they've opened up their offense, morphed defensively to combat all these spread offenses. And that's why they've had such staying power. The football intellect, the work ethic, and then the ability to adjust to the current times.
All right, so you mentioned that each one of the guys gets 70 grand. Is that money guaranteed for the year? If they get hurt, they still get the 70?
Yeah, if a guy gets injured at this point, now after we've set the final rosters, if he has a season-ending injury, then yes, he is guaranteed the $70,000 to fulfill his contract obligation from the Alliance. Matter of fact, we had a young man who got hurt during training camp, and It was a season-ending injury, and he's being paid each and every week.
Gotcha. And then at the end of the year, do you have another tryout for next season? How does that work?
You know, I tell you what, I think we're all just worried about week two, but what will happen is that obviously we have the rights to all the players that are under our purview now. We'll see what happens with them in terms of their potential graduation to the NFL. And then, you know, everything's split up by there's an allocation formula. So as an example, we have 13 schools that fall under our umbrella. Mm. The schools in Arizona, some other colleges out west. And then there's also an internal pro allocation. In other words, say a player that comes from Boston College or Michigan State who's not in the footprint of the Alliance, wherever that guy goes in the NFL, there's an assigned Alliance team to that particular NFL club. So, like, we have the Cardinals, the 49ers, the Bears, and the Ravens. So any player that goes through those teams who is not from an allocated college, we would have their rights. So there will be an entirely new pool of players this summer that we'll have to cycle through and figure out if we like them and if they're available.
Phil, so you've been involved mostly with the NFL throughout your career, and what a lot of people took away from the first weekend of games, not only was it good football, but they liked kind of the rule changes and pace of play. Can you see the NFL picking up on some of these rules, whether it be the no extra points? I kind of like the no onside kick, start with the 4th and 10 at the 35, and some of these other rules. Can you see the NFL picking up on some of those?
You know, I think the NFL is always open and looking for new ideas, and certainly the Alliance has put some new ones out there with, you know, no kickoffs. You mentioned the no onside kick and the idea of a conversion, 4th and 12 from your own 28. We saw that actually happen in one of the preseason games. There was a game where it was 31-12 with about 9 minutes left in the game, and the next thing you know, it's 31-28, and you're sitting on the edge of your seat. So that did not happen over this past weekend. Obviously, it will happen at some point over the course of the next few weeks. The thing that most people have commented on to me has been the transparency of the replay official, the fact that the fans got a chance to see and hear what the replay official was seeing and saying about either a call standing or one being overturned. I think that was fascinating for people to get a chance to pull the curtain back and see and hear all of that. And so we'll see where all of this goes, but certainly Charlie Ebersole, one of the co-founders, along with Bill Polian, those two individuals have really merged sort of two different generations. And, you know, the app that they have out there with the AAF is very forward-thinking, and, you know, that's a whole different ball of wax, so to speak. But nevertheless, I think that there are definitely some ideas that will spill over not only to the NFL in the future, but probably college football too.
All right, Phil. I should know this, but who do you guys play this weekend?
We go to Memphis on Saturday night. Gotcha. NFL Network. I want to say it's 8 o'clock Eastern again. Mike Singletary and the Express.
Mm-hmm. They were pooped.
You're going to crush them.
Yeah, they didn't look too good last week.
Yeah, you're going to crush them.
Well, we'll see. Hey, you're only as good as your next game. So we're all trying to figure out.
Well, they
out
start
exactly
Hackenberg.
Yeah, Christian Hackenberg wasn't very good in that
he
game.
He can't start, right? Who's his backup?
Was it Zach Mettenberg? Was he
well,
on that roster?
It was Brandon Silvers from Troy last weekend, yeah. And then Zach Mettenberger was the third. So
oh my God.
We'll see if they shuffle the deck on right. Saturday night off Beale Street.
All right, well, you got yourself a good quarterback.
I think I'm betting on the hot shots in that one.
Keep John Wolford healthy, and you guys will be fine.
Thank you, Phil. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. Yeah, John was named Alliance Player of the Week yesterday.
Well, nice. He had a really good game.
Look at us getting into it.
There you go.
Crazy. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Phil.
All right, guys. Be good. Thank you.
Yep. All right, Phil.
Jason said that the Sunday game, which was only on NFL Network, so not on the big networks, the Saturday night, huge rating success, but it was on CBS.
Right.
And it beat the NBA game on ABC and all that
stuff. Did a 2.1 or whatever.
The one on the NFL Network had a 0.4.
Right, that makes more sense.
I don't
sense.
Think that's terrible, though.
Yeah, it just you need to compare outlet. It week to week. Let's see what it does.
As long as it doesn't go down to 0.2 and then 0.1 and then, you know, only Bickle's watching it.
I don't know, man.
You never know.
I wish they'd sign Johnny Football. That's all. Yeah. I need a little star power.
Doesn't sound like that's going to happen.
I need a little star power. But I do like underdogs, so maybe I can get into it. I like the guy, Lewis. Is that the guy's name? Who is
Perez.
Maybe I could get into him.
Coming up next, we've spent a lot of time in the last two shows talking about viewing adult content. We'll talk about a guy in Virginia and where he was watching adult content next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We were talking earlier about something I had to deal with at the Maryland game, and is that I just had a bunch of drunkards behind me cursing. And, you know, they're fine guys.
Yeah.
It's a group of three guys. Two of the three seemed like they were drinking a lot. Maybe they weren't. They were just rowdy, and they would curse at the referee nonstop.
Right.
And
just annoying.
EB asked if I confronted them. I didn't. I just ignored it. I just, you know, watched the game, and look, my son's heard it all, and my almost 2-year-old daughter, she doesn't know what they're saying.
Right.
So I don't really know this.
I should.
Worry about it.
Do they sell beer at college football games?
Yes.
Yes. But it's a new thing that they've done the last two years.
Not liquor.
I think it's just beer, but I could be wrong.
You should have seen the line at halftime.
Oh my God.
Because at least where I was on the side where. I mean, maybe it's all around, but I was kind of in a club section. Now, I didn't sit in the club seats, but you would walk out, and then you're in the club area, and it just got packed with people going for beer
at halftime. People like beer. They like drinking it.
You do.
But anyway, I'm not into confrontation in that type of situation.
I don't like confrontation
I'm not
with you guys.
I'm not a road rager.
No,
and
certainly
and part
not a road
of it
rager.
Is you just never know what's on the other side of it.
Right.
Like, I could have said something politely to the three guys behind
me. They might take it the wrong way.
They might take it the wrong way.
They might
get
start beating your ass.
They throw a punch. They throw a beer on me. Right. And now all of a sudden I'm with my 12-year-old and my 2-year-old.
Because I was with a guy recently, and he was, like, angry. He was like, get out of the way, because we were somewhere, right. And people were walking slowly in front of him. The guy was like, get out of the way.
That's weird.
Well, it was just, it was pissed. He didn't right. like it that the other person was being insensitive walking slowly in front of him, okay?
Yeah.
And he had a right, I guess, but I wouldn't have done it that way.
Right.
Like, in your instance, could you have, with the guys being loud and cursing all over, you got two kids there, one's, like, you know, two. All right, how old is Isabella?
She'll turn two in March.
All right, two. And then, you know, Dylan is what, 11, 12?
He just turned 12.
Right. So cursing like crazy in front of him is clearly inappropriate.
It's definitely inappropriate.
What if you just went to him and said, hey, guys, I want you to have a great time. Just do me a favor and try not to curse
I think
as
I could
much.
Have done that.
Now, that's the rational thing, but you don't know
now,
if they're
could they have taken it if you went that way? Say, listen, I want you guys to have a great time.
Unless they're
free
D-bags,
country.
They would have been fine with
it's
that.
It's a free country, but could you maybe not curse as much in front of them?
They would have said, my bad, sorry.
Or what
if
they
you did it that way?
Go F yourself.
If anybody says.
Right. Like, that could be the response.
If the guy responds and says, dude, I'll say whatever I want. Yeah. He's an ass.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, which is right, likely, though. Probably 50%
chance. But
what
if they do go the route of the go F yourself? Then what do you do?
Then you have to leave.
Then
you have to leave.
Or you bring security in the mix, which you could do.
I'm not a narc.
But it's escalating at that point.
Right. I chose to just ignore it. Look, the 12-year-old, he's already heard it all.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but it just makes for an uncomfortable situation.
It's just a little awkward.
Probably from you.
What's the silly point guard from Purdue?
Carson Edwards.
They were like chanting every time he shot it, like, you're not going to F in NBA.
Yeah.
Well, they're just, I mean,
those guys are losers. And, like, you know, he can hear it.
Right.
It's and ridiculous. You know what the worst part about that? You paid good money for those seats, too.
I did pay good money.
You actually paid
it. Drunkard screaming in your ear.
Here's what I wanted to bring up. So, what do you do in this situation? So, in Virginia man's behind bars because he was projecting a porno film on his garage door in full view of his neighbors.
I mean, what sort
so
of...
So he had a projector.
Well, he's mentally he ill.
A projector.
White trash.
He's mentally ill.
Let me just
I thought
you
it
this.
Was inside his garage.
No.
No, he was outside.
He was
that's
arrested
like a
Wednesday
thing.
Evening.
What
connection.
City? What town?
Newport
it was
News.
Newport News.
Mm. Oh, he's probably listening
he
right now.
He might be listening. Yeah.
He was, could be.
He won. Not, I bet you he was looking for EB's porno.
Was he looking yeah. for the old guy? Hot chick?
Says a police officer arrived on the scene and observed a movie involving sexual activity being projected on the garage door of the residence.
Mm-hmm.
So this is my hypothetical. Let's say it's your next door neighbor. You're inside your house.
Well, you got to tell them.
But you
well,
see, what do you
cops.
Then do?
Yeah, you call the police.
If it's your neighbor,
that's a public disturbance.
You're calling the police.
So you'd call the cops.
Of course.
Yeah, if they're showing a porno. And the,
yeah, it's, you know what he's doing?
You wouldn't go knock on his door
no,
and say,
no. He's bringing down property values.
You're calling
by
the police.
Showing porno on his garage
okay,
door.
Okay, but your neighbor's going to know that you called.
Who cares?
No, it could be any neighbor. They won't know.
They won't. It could be any neighbor. Of course.
And if they
somebody
ask
driving
you,
by.
They ask you if you called us. Yeah, no, dude, yeah. I enjoyed it. Just lie to them. But of course it happens in Newport News.
What, you think you wouldn't narc that guy out?
You'd have to.
I don't
of course.
Know. I mean, it's such
if
a...
somebody was showing a porno on their garage in Kensington...
It's such a crazy
I'm
scenario.
It's just outrageous.
Yeah.
That violates every like neighborhood standard
I'm trying
ever.
To figure out how he thought he could rationalize that. Or he was... Like, he was trying to tweak somebody. He was angry about something, right?
I don't know.
Or did he just think, you know what? This would be a great idea to watch it on the big ceiling.
By the way, have you ever used your projector for that?
Adult content? Never.
Really?
Never. It largely because of the way I have it set up.
His bulb will get burned out quick.
Burned out. Saw that old man.
This is an old callback. Have you watched Batman Returns or whatever?
Batman Begins.
Batman Begins.
So you guys are calling back to when I first had my media room built. That was like the first DVD I bought back when they sold DVDs. And I never actually put it in because I was never that interested. I think I eventually did.
It came out in 05.
That's when I built the room.
Right.
Hey, I still have my Pioneer Elite TV 50-inch plasma.
You do?
Still rocking. That thing was about
Still works?
That thing was about $5,000.
You know, you can get a 50-inch now that will pwn that one
yeah,
for $150. Bucks.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Is it like in a big cabinet? Or is there's no chance it's,
on the
it's,
wall.
Hanging, it's yeah. hanging on the wall?
It's when I first did
Your
my...
Wall
it's back when...
The wall's hanging on for dear life.
They used to...
Valdez used to watch it all the time.
They used to hype them up because they were 4 inches deep.
Right.
Yeah.
Now they're like credit card thick.
Yeah. 4 inches now is a hoop. Like if it's 4 inches.
Oh, this thing's probably.
That's like a piano.
This thing
on your
weighs
wall.
So much, you probably need three people to carry out of the house.
Right.
But Valdez,
big old
when he,
dinosaur.
When Valdez needed a place to stay, he used to stay down there and watch that.
I remember the caps blowing game seven.
There's
too.
No chance you have silly colors on there. The colors
you know
have to
what?
Be all burned
I think
out.
The Pioneers watch TV on your, I mean, on your Pioneer.
It's not as nice as my other TVs.
I'm bitter. I have a TV in my bedroom. It's a dumb TV. It's like a flat screen that was bought right
just
after
get a $20
I started doing smart TVs.
Get a Chrome stick or an Apple
so
TV.
So I got to watch like Netflix downstairs.
No, you don't have like to for $20.
You get a Chromecast for $20.
You know what that is?
No.
I mean, you're
for
your
Chrome,
box.
Go to Best Buy and say, I need a Chrome stick. You know, guy, give you one for $20.
What do you do with it?
Put it in the USB thing.
You can order a Fire Stick right now, and it'll be at your house by 6 o'clock.
Yeah, a drone will drop it off.
And then you put it in the USB or whatever it is. And then you just hit a different input, boom.
Silly.
And now you've got smart TV. See, I don't like it because
but
you
I don't
have to
actually
hit the
mind,
input. I don't like that extra step.
Like for life, sometimes I don't mind that I have to watch it downstairs because if you then
I know you've
I
rationalized
get sucked
it, but you
into
can
watching
fix
upstairs,
it.
And the next thing you know, I'm binging till 2 a.m.
Sure. I'm just telling you, you could fix it.
Your TV's so dumb.
Your it's TV's dumb. AWOD. You have the AWOD of TVs. What big dummy.
I'm dumber than you because I had my whole house
wired. Well, that is
wired.
The most true thing you've ever said.
I had my whole house wired with Cat 5 cable or whatever.
Yeah.
Literally 2 seconds before wireless became ubiquitous.
Yeah. That's great.
And there's literally no need for it. Don't even ask how much that cost.
Oh, I know it costs a lot.
Yeah.
Well, plus,
the
guy
whole house,
who,
all levels everywhere.
Did Gurry do it? Who's basically charging
did Gurry do it? Then I know it costs a lot.
It costs a lot. My whole house is wired for no reason. Oh, my house is wired, and my kids all have Sonos. That makes a lot of sense.
I know. I'm the same
so
way.
Dumb.
My house is wired, too. Never use it. Just use Sonos.
Yeah. All right. Got to get out of here. For Bish, Cakes, EB, I'm JP. We will see you tomorrow. Brian Danny coming up next.
See you
from
both.
Here on The Fan.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.